Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How about this for a Chris Russell rejoin? 201 in our nation's capital and beyond. Right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Youngest in charge of Doug Willingham sitting in for our guy Chris Russell. I'll take you up to 4 o'clock right here on the Chris Russell Show. Craig Hoffman will take you on your afternoon drive after that. A lot more to get to. Touch on a lot in that first hour. The Nats getting off the schneid, ending their 11-game losing streak. Papa Wood, as I'm now calling him. Can we stamp that, Mad Max? Can I have that put in wax?
Sure, yeah. I'll give that one to you.
Do you get it?
I think.
Lay it on me.
Explain.
Papa Wood, he's got the Papa John's deal right now.
Sure.
So he's Papa Wood, because all he does is hit dingers.
So you call Alex Ovechkin Papa O?
Yes. When it's fitting, when that deal is in session. Here's the thing about the James Wood. First of all, the commercial was beautiful. Yesterday, and then in that commercial was the most emotion I've ever seen him show since he's been here. Yesterday, he gave a howl after he went yard for the walk off.
You would too if you sent a ball into orbit like that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how he keeps it together as well as he does. Let me just say this. If you all can't tell by how I do radio, if I was an elite baseball player, I would be a total moron.
Yeah, you'd never hear the end of it from
me. Oh, my goodness. I would be bat-flipping triples.
Yeah, I'd be standing there watching like, that's inside. Oh, okay, got to run.
Oh, my God. I would be going crazy, I'm telling you. That's if I was elite, though. That's why, you know, I'm elite at this, though. That's why I act a fool here. 301-230-0980 is the number. I see a couple of guys on the line I want to get to, of course. Jason and Laurel wants to chime in. We were talking about Jaden Daniels to start the show, or in the middle of the show, about his top 10 quarterback ranking. My question that I now have to anyone that wants to talk Jaden Daniels, does he need another year? Are you willing to hear the argument of it was only 1 year? Jason?
Hey, Linnell, how you doing?
Thanks. What's for going on,
call.
Brother?
Glad to doing? Hear from you. I've been looking for you, man. I wanted to talk to you. I know you've been out to the park a couple times. I love this list. I love that he was omitted. Now, I think it's ridiculous, but I hope it incites the hell out of him. I hope it makes him mad, Cliff mad. I hope they use it with Terry's negotiations. Hey, they think so little of you. Jaden ain't even in the top 10. Like, I hope they use it old bulletin board material.
Yeah.
Let's send this guy, like, a case of scotch. But it's ridiculous. He's the best quarterback in the NFC. The only quarterback I think you undoubtedly can put above him is Patrick. Patrick's number one for sure, because titles, clutch, all that.
I think
the next three, in whatever order you want to put them, is Jaden, Allen, and Lamar. Now, I think Jaden's already a better passer than Lamar and Allen. Right now, forget about, like, in their year one or year two. The reason I can justify putting Jaden above Allen and Lamar is one thing Jaden showed us last year is the moment wasn't too big to for him. Doesn't matter with Sunday Night Football, NFC Championship game, road playoff game. He was so clutch, and he only gave us one season to show us how clutch he was. But I think in the moments, he's more clutch so far when he showed us than Allen and Lamar. Other than that, there's nobody you can put above him.
I mean, Jason, that's the point of all points, brother. That may be the point of all points, and I appreciate your call. We got a couple more to get to here. That, to me, Jason hits it smack on the head. And I'll be real. Part of me as I'm sitting here, because like I say, I do sports radio. Like, I treat sports radio like the housing market. When the property value changes, my opinion changes. And you all call me a flip-flopper, things of that nature. I just adjust. I'm a moldable piece of clay. I'm willing to analyze and internalize new information to come up with a new opinion instead of being stuck in my ways. It's not flip-flopping. When it comes to Jaden Daniels, I don't think anyone has had the stones to say this because we're so intoxicated by what Jaden Daniels has been this year or what he was last year, and I love him as much as the next guy does. He's my favorite athlete. I think he's going to be tremendous. It was only 1 year. So if anybody out there at the bar or at the grill this summer comes up to you and makes that argument with you, you have to hear it out. That's me telling you how to fan properly. Isn't that the wrong thing to do? but you hear what I'm saying. It was only 1 year. So if anybody meets you with that criticism of Jaden Daniels, and it's not a criticism, if anybody meets you with that, you got to take it on the chin and be confident that he's going to replicate last year's success. Because think about this. We have seen one-year wonders here in our nation's capital. Yes, we have, especially at the quarterback position. So I get it. I get it. I think no matter what, though, when it comes to Jaden Daniels, I think he is bust-proof. But I do think, yeah, I need to see another year when it comes to Jaden Daniels. And that's not a slight to Jaden Daniels. Do not take it that way. Do not take it that way. It's not a slight of Jaden Daniels. I need to see another year. The one thing that Jason mentioned, where I said he hit it on the head, the postseason success, it grades on a curve for me. Because that's the question mark about Lamar. We've seen multiple MVPs. We know he can do it in September through January, September through late December. But when the lights are their brightest in the postseason, he has not played well. It's not only the fact that the Ravens haven't won in the postseason under him. On top of that, he hadn't played well in those games either. So if you're going to make the Jaden Daniels argument of being in the top 10, I think that's your best thing to do is harp on the fact that, yeah, it was only 1 year, but boy, when you have the natural feel and that clutch gene that he had and clearly showed last year with the several game-winning drives that we saw, five in a row down the stretch, like, that's just having it. 301-230-0980 is the number. I do want to reopen up this conversation because I do think it's fascinating. Charles McDonald, one of the most respected writers in the National Football League, writes for YahooSports.com, their senior NFL writer, put out a top 10 quarterback list, and it did not include Commander starting quarterback Jaden Daniels. And some of the guys that were in this top 10, and I'll give it to you real quick here again, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Geno Smith, Jordan Love, and then number 10, C.J. Stroud. The one thing that these guys all have that Jaden Daniels doesn't, and I continue to reiterate this, so don't be a jerk to me. It's not Jaden's fault. I get it. They all have multiple years of big-time quarterback play. Is it wrong that Charles McDonald doesn't have Jaden Daniels in the top 10 entering next year? 301-230-0980 is the number. Rob is in Maryland. What's chiming in? What's going on, Rob?
Good afternoon. What's going on, Rob? The list is okay, but I would say, you know, he definitely needs another year to prove himself. The two people that I say that he could probably replace, if that would be debatable for me, would be Jordan Love and Justin Herbert. I don't know why Justin Herbert is getting so much love. I mean, he's a regular season decent quarterback and hasn't done anything in the playoffs either, but everyone says, oh, he's the next, he's next, he's next, and he's never done anything. Jordan Love turns the ball over too much. I think Jaden is going to do well, but I would definitely say another year to prove himself. And the big thing to me, the person that's omitted the most, is Jalen Hurts. Two out of the last three Super Bowls,
yeah.
He's outplayed Pat Mahomes. He's outplayed Pat Mahomes in the
Talk about it.
And he won this year, 1-1. Any other quarterback that would have done that, they would be in a top five conversation all the time.
Can I, since you're making an argument for Jalen Hurts, and I totally agree, I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. Can I just say that? And this is where I differ from a lot of people. I think the Eagles are our biggest rival right now, not the Dallas Cowboys. So it's hard for me to give Mr. Perfect respect in terms of Jalen Hurts, but he's earned it. The Justin Herbert thing is interesting to me. His slander, 137 touchdowns to 45 picks through 5 years in the National Football League, a completion percentage of 67%. I mean, he has played the game at a big time level since he's gotten into the NFL.
But if you're gonna crap on Dak, you gotta say the same thing about Herbert.
Well, Dak's in this top 10. So clearly, right. Charles McDonald is weighing the regular season a lot more than we do, and I think that's what's interesting about this position, is it should be judged, and I think you're right, and everybody else who feels this way is right. It should have a lot more to do about what you do in the game's biggest moments when your team needs you the most, because pressure busts pipes. We know how it works, and I want a guy that when it's go time, when it's my back against the wall, and I'm in an alley, and I got to get out and find my way to safety. I need a team. I need a quarterback, rather, that's going to play his best when we need him the most.
Then right now you'd say the NFC's top quarterback, NFC only, would be Jalen Hurts. He's done it.
Yeah, he's done it for a multitude of different years. And I think people are going to be sick about that, but it is what it is. Rob, I appreciate the call as always, man. And look, this is a hot-button topic because I've seen guys on social media, our own guys, our own beat reporters are up in arms that Jaden's not in this list. It was 1 year. And I'm a Jaden truther, a Jaden backer. I get down with the brother more than anybody does. I think he's brilliant. I think he's going to be the leader of this franchise for years to come. I think he's going to win several MVPs throughout his career. But it's only been 1 year. And if you want to deny that, if you want to act as if that doesn't matter, fine. But understand that it's just 1 year and things could change quickly. This is the National Football League. Point blank, period. Would I bank on him being a top five, top 10 guy moving forward? You bet your bottom dollar I would. I'd put a month's worth of rent on it. Point blank. 301-230-0980 is the number. Lap is in D.C. wants to chime in. My good brother Lap, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? How's it going, bro?
Good, man.
Hey, I think it's crazy that he's not on the list, let alone not in the top five. Just what he did, his one season shattered C.J. Stroud's two seasons. I'm sorry. Even though C.J. Stroud, I like him, but, man, what Jaden did was impressive. Then you got the clutch gene, you know, how he gets rid of the ball quick. As long as he continues to protect himself, slide, go out of bounds. You know, I think he's going to even be better with the offensive coordinator. And Debo can stay healthy, bro. Whew, man. Yeah. And Terry, get back in the mix with this contract situation and back on the field, which I'm sure they probably get it worked out soon. Man, we can have a dangerous offense, man. And just look what he did with little. I mean, let's not kid ourselves, man. Outside of Terry, like, who did anybody know? And then we're getting national media coverage on this guy, man. People was falling in love. That's why I was hurt when he didn't make the Super Bowl. I wanted to get to the Super Bowl to even, you know, supersede anything that we ever did. So, because he would have been the first rookie to get there, man. Like, and that sucks.
It would have been incredible.
Man, that pissed me off, man. Yeah. But he's sky's the limit, man. Well, I'm going to say not sky's the limit. I'm going to say unlimited possibilities. He's got it, man. He got that it factor. Hey, and Lunel, look at all of the clutch moments he had all season. And then the playoffs, if that don't prepare you for, you know, being an elite quarterback, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's seen it all.
I give it to him. I think he's got it. I appreciate the call as always, Lap. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll get back into the Commanders as we roll into the 3 o'clock hour. But right now, we're teasing it all show long. Put it off. I've gathered my notes. I've even had another conversation in the commercial break. I'll give you my latest inside scoop on the Washington Wizards and their draft plans coming up next on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All vibes on a Friday afternoon in our nation's capital right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Youngest in charge of Willingham sitting in for our guy Chris Russell. I'm actually with you till Tuesday. Russell having a nice long weekend. Having a good time. I'm happy for the Rooster, man. The Caged Animal back with you on Tuesday, but we had a lot more to get to. Max, we will, I'll effort this over to get this over to you. We'll let you all hear from Josh Robbins of The Athletic coming up here as well to get some more insider scoop. If you don't think I'm an insider, if you don't respect my opinions and sourcing, we'll let you hear from a more seasoned reporter for the Washington Wizards, Josh Robbins, coming up here as well. But as we know, NBA draft coming up next week, and draft lottery night was tough for a lot of us, myself included.
Infuriating, even.
Yeah, gut-wrenching.
Sure.
A kick in the stomach.
All the words.
Yeah, all the adjectives you can use to describe how sad I guess we all were on draft night.
It was like we had this balloon that we were so excited to like just mess around with, and then the lottery came, boom, balloon's gone.
I'm trying to put like a real life spin on it like you just did. I guess you're much better than that than I am. I just think we were all upset. And I'll leave it at that. But we had to pick up the pieces quickly because fast forward about a month, the NBA draft's coming up. Next week, first of all, the NBA deserves to be called out. Why the hell are they doing 2 days of NBA draft coverage? Why is it not two rounds being done on one day?
I don't know, man. There's no Bronny in this draft, so, like, who cares? You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I don't know what they're thinking with that. But it'll be a two-day spectacle. The Wizards currently own the 6th and 18th picks overall in the first round. And there have been a lot of rumors swirling here over the past 48 to 72 hours. And really, before that, things were whisper quiet. And I think the tempo has picked up tremendously here over the past couple of days. I've even had some conversations with some pretty, you know, well-trusted folks close to the organization that say, for sure, we know this right now about the Washington Wizards. I can tell you this for sure. I would put my job on the line for this for sure about the Washington Wizards. They have called the San Antonio Spurs about the number two overall pick. Will Dawkins and company, I know for sure, have called the San Antonio Spurs about the number two overall pick. And according to folks I talked to, their willingness to trade up from six, they've been described as very active in terms of how they've been working the phones. And we know for sure that a call was placed to San Antonio. But the Spurs are locked in on Dylan Harper from Rutgers with the number two overall pick. They just worked him out this past week at Don Bosco in Jersey, his high school. They're all over it. They want Dylan Harper. They love the way he fits in with Stephon Castle and Victor Wembanyama. And they feel like they're about ready to start competing in the Western Conference. So think about this. I know this is getting big picture here. The West is going to be loaded because the Spurs are about to be a juggernaut. If Dylan Harper is what folks think he is going to be, and that is somewhere between Cade Cunningham and James Harden, then look the hell out for the San Antonio Spurs. But that is why the Wizards were trying to trade up the two. They want Dylan Harper. There are big fans of Dylan Harper within the Wizards organization, but it looks like for now, Dylan Harper is going to be a San Antonio Spur. Here's the other thing that I was able to pick up, and I know people had questions about this. The Wizards, according to folks I talked to, feel very confident in the assets that they have to move up for a top player if one of their, quote, top prospects falls. So they're prepared for the scenario of a guy like Ace Bailey, who has been the talk of the town here over the past 48 to 72 hours. In the event that he falls, they feel like they have the assets to go up to four, to go up to five, six, seven. Excuse me, go up to five. They're at six, but you get the point here. They feel like they have the ammo, whether that's the 18th pick, whether that is a guy like Corey Kispert, whether that is a veteran like Marcus Smart, whether that is a veteran like Rashawn Holmes. They feel they have the ammunition to go up. They didn't have enough to go up the two. Maybe in another draft they would, but the Spurs are dead set on taking Dylan Harper. And I think the Spurs are going to take this thing down to the wire, because if the San Antonio Spurs get a godfather offer, which I don't think the Wizards had the assets to prepare a godfather offer, but they can prepare a very enticing one. I think the Bucks with Giannis, that's kind of the godfather offer. But the Wizards feel that they have the assets to move up. Two is out of the question, but three with Philadelphia, four with Charlotte, five, like they feel like they can get up there. With Utah at five, they feel like they can move up. The question is going to be whether or not they do it. Who would they do it for? There have been rumblings here over the past 48 to 72 hours. Their freshman guard, Jeremiah Fears, is very high on their radar. I'll give you all some more scoop and some more insider information here. These are the workouts that I've heard multiple folks say that they've conducted. Kamon Malawach out of Duke, Trey Johnson from the University of Texas, Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma, Dylan Cardwell from Auburn, and Vijay Edgecombe from Baylor. Those are five guys I know for sure that they have worked out, that I've been told at least, from pretty trusted people. And I think some of this has been reported in like Reddit articles and things of that nature. Somebody's out there giving the scoop. But when it comes to what they actually do at six, what's the best case scenario? What would put this franchise in the best position moving forward? The ideal scenario, and I would probably say the most unlikely of the scenarios, is Ace Bailey, the freshman out of Rutgers, falling the number six overall. If you can get Ace Bailey at six and give up no assets and still have the 18th pick, boy, are you cooking with grease now. 100%. See, Ace Bailey, during this pre-draft process, has seen his draft stock fall. Is it fair? In my opinion, no. Would it worry me as a Wizards fan about taking him, hearing the stuff I've heard about him? No. The thing is, when Ace Bailey showed up at the scouting combine in Chicago, he measured in at 6'8 instead of 6'10. And just like in the bedroom in the NBA, 2 inches matters. 100%. And now NBA scouts look at him and go, at 6'8, with the skill set that he has, he's not as valuable as if he was 6'10 with that skill set. Now you know he's a small forward and a two guard. See, at 6'10, in today's small ball era, you can play him at the four in small ball lineups. If he was 6'10, you could have played him at the five. It completely changes how teams look at him. And I get it. But I don't get why it would cause him to no longer be the third best prospect in this class, which I concretely think he is. And if the Wizards get him at six, it is highway robbery. And it would put this franchise en route to being relevant again. If they land Ace Bailey at six, he has got superstar potential. He is Tracy McGrady. He's got he can score from all three levels. He's got a 7'1 wingspan. I think if the right coach puts his foot up his ass, he could be a plus defender with those measurables and athletic abilities. He's the real deal, and he's 18 years old. He's the truth. I don't care about him not being 6'10". At 6'8", doing what he's doing, he is what I call a CBG, certified bucket getter. It's what he does. All three levels, mid-range, three-point line, getting to the cup. But there are some maturity issues there. Duh, he's 18 freaking years old. How mature were you at 18 years old? I was wearing a mohawk. Max, did you ever have a hairstyle in your younger years that you look back on as an older, mature adult and go, what the hell was I thinking?
Yes and no, because I was not the one who chose my hairstyle for the longest time.
Ah, so you're in my world, huh?
Yeah.
You had to fall victim of the system.
It was rough. And so, but hey, my little brother had a mohawk when he was like, I want to say, like, from the ages of 7 to, like, 10.
See, Max, I love when natural tangents happen. Talking about mohawks, because Ace Bailey's immature at 18. I had a mohawk at 18. You mentioned your haircut not being in your hands at times. Can I fill in the blanks here? Does that mean your parents were deciding what was happening?
Well, yeah, I was less than 10 years old. And, like, you're not going to leave it up to a 10-year-old. You know what I mean?
No, you're not. And maybe you would, unless your 10-year-old was a Tasmanian devil rebel.
Sure.
I had haircuts become a punishment for me at a certain point in my life.
Ooh.
You think
okay.
I'm lying?
No.
This was real deal. Man, I'll never forget. I chose to just not tell my aunt and uncle about my fifth grade geometry project.
Oh, that's always fun.
Because I didn't want to do it.
I mean, yeah, why would you?
I was just a lazy fifth grader that didn't want, thought he can get around the work somehow. And as a punishment, I got my head shaved damn near bald.
Woo!
As a fifth grader.
That's good.
Could you imagine the handprints I had on the back of my head?
Yeah, I can.
I'm going to leave it at that. That's a peek into the life of the youngest in charge. We'll continue to keep things rolling here on the Team 980. The Washington Wizards, according to sources, very active on the phones in terms of trying to trade up for the number 6 overall pick. What would you want to happen for the Wizards with that number 6 overall pick? Do you want them to stick and pick at 6? Or do you want them to trade up and go get the guy of their liking? The other question is this, and we'll pivot here a little bit as we roll throughout this 2 o'clock hour when it comes to the Washington Wizards. Whose rebuild is in a better spot? The Washington Wizards or the Washington Nationals? How comfortable are you? How confident are you in the Washington Wizards rebuild? And where does that stand relative to the Washington Nationals? talking all things Wizards and NBA draft coming up next here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Team 980, we're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Lynette Willingham sitting in for Chris Russell here on a Friday afternoon as we take you around the nation's capital. Craig Hoffman, rather, will take over at 4 p.m. He'll take you on your afternoon drive home. Josh Robbins of The Athletic going to join us coming up top of the 3 o'clock hour, so make sure you're sticking around for that. 301-230-0980 is the number. A couple of things we're chewing on right now. I have some inside info on the NBA draft and where the Wizards are kind of thinking. I reported yesterday that the Wizards, I know this for sure, based off who I talked to, and I trust them, the Wizards put in a call to the San Antonio Spurs for that number 2 overall pick. But right now the Spurs are locked in on Dylan Harper from Rutgers, and it would take a godfather offer to acquire that number 2 overall pick, and the Wizards simply don't have the ammunition to pull that off. We do know, though, that the Wizards have been very active working the phones in an attempt to trade up from 6. They also feel confident that they have the assets to move up for a guy if one of their top prospects falls. A lot of folks think they're talking, or that is referring to, rather, Ace Bailey, who is the other Rutgers freshman that has really maneuvered in an interesting way during this pre-draft process. He recently, as of yesterday, canceled his pre-draft workout with the Philadelphia 76ers, and that is just the latest blimp on his pre-draft resume here, the first of which is what we talked about last segment, him measuring in at 6'8 instead of 6'10. A massive difference in terms of how he would be evaluated and used at the NBA level. So I will say this, though. Like I said earlier, I don't care if he's 6'8 or 6'10. If Ace Bailey is there at 6, if Ace Bailey slides past 3, if Philly doesn't want him at 3, go get him. Ace Bailey has superstar potential. Ace Bailey has the potential to be a 25-point-per-game scorer, that star that, quite frankly, this Wizards rebuild is lacking. As much as I love Bub Carrington, as much as I love Alex Saar and Keyshawn George and Bilal Coulibaly, none of those guys are stars. And until the Wizards get their star, their Tyrese Halliburton, their Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, their Jason Tatum, everyone's got one but us. Until they get that, they're not going to be able to compete. And it seems like right now Ace Bailey is swinging in the wind. Go get him, is what I would say. 301-230-0980 is the number. Would you be okay with the Wizards trading up for Ace Bailey or another prospect of their liking? Or do you want him to stick and pick at six? The other question is this. When it comes to rebuilds here in the DMV, the Nationals and the Wizards are both in tough spots. They're probably in the worst predicament of the four major professional sports teams. Whose rebuild's in a better spot? The Washington Nationals or the Washington Wizards? Let's go to Tony in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Linnell, what's up, baby? This is Harry's Tony, man. What's going on, dude?
What's going on?
All right, listen, for starters, the Wizards are in a better condition spot than the Nationals. Why? Because at least the Wizards do have some veterans and some form of leadership in the locker room. The Nationals don't. The Nationals basically almost still have a minor league team that does not have no real, true, present veteran leadership. So I say the Wizards have that over them. And for the Wizards, I wouldn't if I can get the first three, top three picks, I would stay at number six, and I would draft Ace Bailey. Why not? So and we still have the 18th pick along to go with that. So I would agree with you. I would stick with that and get Ace Bailey. What's your assessment on that?
I appreciate the call as always, Harry, Tony. So I think when it comes to Ace Bailey, like, I would think about it, man. I would think long and hard. If Philadelphia does not want him at three, I would think long and hard about moving up from six to three to get Ace Bailey, because I think he is that difference maker in terms of talent. I think he is a true, legit, potential perennial all-star, potential all-NBA guy. Like, he can flat out put the ball in the hole. And to be able to do that at 6'8", and being 18 years old, like, he's got the upside offensively that nobody in this organization right now has. And I feel like that's the type of guy you take a swing on. The question is, can you develop him? And that's going to be the test here. And think about what Will Dawkins is known for here. He comes from the Oklahoma City Thunder. What has OKC done better than anybody? Develop talent. They develop talent. They do it well. Brian Keefe, a player development coach, right? Like, that's his number one trait and asset, his ability to develop young talent. So the Wizards, in terms of all the organizations that shouldn't be scared to take a moldable piece of clay, the Wizards should be right at the front of the line. They have the opportunity and the runway to let Ace Bailey, you know, crash and burn if he needs to before blossoming into a perennial all-star. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to Paulie wants to chime in. What's going on, Paulie?
Yo, hell to the W, man. Big L, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, listen, man. You done lost your damn mind. Brian Keefe, I know you try to pump it. Brian Keefe is an assistant coach holding a real coaching spot, bro.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I mean? That's all.
Oh, Lord.
Man. Yeah, come on, let's be honest, man. But look, man, I've been telling everybody during the college basketball season, Ace Bailey is the consolation prize to not getting Cooper Flagg, man. Like, yeah. He's not going to slip down to six. I don't care what they're trying to say. Listen, like, how we talk about football lion season, but it's lion season for basketball. This guy is the second best player in the draft, right? So if they want him, by all means, if they can find a sucker – that's going to – who's that to? San Antonio?
San Antonio's at two, yeah.
Dumb enough if they dumb enough to give up that pick for any of the Wizards prospects or six, because at six you still can get him in Queens. So, for San Antonio, it might be good. But, listen, Ace Bailey is the second best player in the draft. He might be immature, but I'm going to tell you what's not immature. His game is not immature.
Not at all.
Matter of fact, he's the most efficient player in this draft. In the NBA, that's what players strive to be, efficient. And he already has that game. If you watch him, man, He don't pound the ball, the rock into the court. It's like two or three dribbles, and he's shooting, or he's making a move, or he's getting rid of the ball. He has a very efficient game. So yeah, man, Ace Bailey actually is my favorite player in this draft.
That's interesting.
Who's farther along? It's hands down. It's the Wizards. I mean, not the Wizards, the Nationals. The Wizards don't have a damn clue what they're actually doing right now, other than tanking. That's the one thing they know they want to do is tank. But you look at the Nationals, man. Number one, the Nationals has been through this process before, and they pretty much got the same front office who's been through that process. Number two, you got a player like James Woods, and what's the other guy out there in the outfield?
Talking about Dylan Cruz.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Dylan Cruz. Right. So, right. They actually already got some prospects who are actually already playing at a high level or close to a high level. There's just a little bit more consistency. So I think the Nationals are further along than the Wizards are because they've been through this before and they have a game plan where I think that the Wizards are still trying to figure it out. And they really haven't had, with all these young players they have, they really haven't had a player who's actually broken out to say, okay, other teams want this guy. I think the one player they should have kept, they got rid of. What was his name, my man, Denny? Denny Habib, what was his name?
Denny Habib.
He was a baller. Yeah, I don't know why they got rid of him. They got rid of him too soon. They didn't get enough back for him. Yeah. So I don't think the Wizards know what the hell they're doing right now. Where I think the Nationals been through this before. They know the game plan. So I think they're in a better situation right now. But, yeah, Ace Bailey, my number one. Cooper Flagg, we all know what's going on, number one. So after that, Ace Bailey is my number one prospect in this draft.
For sure. Paul, we appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-0980. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. Two-parter for you. Wizards all in, it seems like, when it comes to trading up in the draft, if they can find the right deal. Do you want them to trade up in the draft? If not, why? 301-230-0980 is the number. And if you've actually been deep diving and doing your homework on the NBA draft, who would you want the Wizards to trade up for with that number 3 overall pick? 301-230-0980 is the number. Your call's next. Still moving and grooving right along here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham sitting in for Chris Russell, who's back with you on Tuesday. I'm back with you Monday as well, so we will get you the full-scale breakdown of Game 7 of the NBA Finals coming up. We'll get you up to speed on the start of the Nats West Coast Roadie. They got 9 in a row, 3 straight series against the Dodgers, Padres, Angels. Imagine if Papa Wood didn't go yard yesterday. Good God Almighty. 301-230-0980 is the number. I gave some draft nuggets a couple of segments ago. Was able to have some interesting conversation over the past 48 to 72 hours, and I was able to unearth this about the Washington Wizards. So we know that they have contacted the San Antonio Spurs to try and trade up for the number 2 overall pick in hopes of taking Dylan Harper of Rutgers, who the Wizards are extremely high on, according to multiple different people. We also know that the Wizards have been very active in working the phones to trade up, period. Don't know exactly who they've spoken to, but we do know there have been conversations had, as you expect, right? Like, this has been the MO of Will Dawkins and company since they've gotten here to D.C. Each of the first two drafts, they have made a trade in the first round. So I wouldn't be stunned, and I would almost expect it to happen this time around. We also know this. The Wizards are confident in the assets they have to move up for a player if one of their top prospects falls. We assume that top prospect will be Ace Bailey out of Rutgers, who a lot of people feel like is the third-best player in this class, but there are a lot of VJ Edgecombe fans, the two-way star out of Baylor, so it's an interesting combo. Trey Johnson as well out of Texas. But what was interesting to me is that nugget that the Wizards feel like they have the assets. Corey Kispert, potentially, is a name that I've heard thrown out there. Marcus Smart's a name I've heard thrown out there. Rashawn Holmes, a name that I've heard thrown out there. Sadiq Bey is a tradable asset now for this group. So it'll be interesting. My conversation wrapped up with this, though. They are comfortable staying at number 6 and then potentially moving up from 18 as well. This is the dream scenario to me. The dream scenario is the Wizards get Ace Bailey at number 6, and then trade up from 18 and land Derek Queen. If they can land Derek Queen and Ace Bailey, two offensive hubs, which they badly, desperately need, I'd be all in on it. What do you want the Wizards to do, though? 301-230-0980 is the number. The other part is this, if you really want to get spicy with us. Who's rebuilds in a better spot? The Washington Wizards or the Washington Nationals? Steve is in Columbia. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I totally would not trade up for Ace Bailey. I don't think he is that good. I would prefer to have Derek Queen. Derek Queen outplayed him during the Big Ten year, in my opinion. So I just wouldn't get him. As far as the Nationals are concerned, I could care less. I'm not a Nationals fan. So, you know, they could do whatever.
So you're Ace Bailey, though?
Oh, no. He got a lot of hype. He had some good games, but I didn't see consistency. I saw more consistency from Queen. And Queen is a legit 6'10", 6'11". And, you know, he can go out on the perimeter and do things. He needs to work on his defense, but I think he would be a better fit for what the Wizards are trying to do, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, man. It'll be fascinating to see how they go. I will say this, and right. I just actually saw this clip. Somebody from CBS Sports, they think that Ace Bailey's trying to get to Washington or Brooklyn. And that is why, because the rumor and the reports come out of him not wanting to play on the West Coast. He wants to be on the East Coast. And Washington and Brooklyn are the two teams in that lottery range that make sense for him. So we'll see how it ends up
going. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this about what you just said. See, that kind of – he's, what, 18 years old, something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of – he wants to go here and there. I'm not with that. Go where you get drafted.
But this is what happened last year. Do you realize Alex Saar forced his way to the Wizards last year? He refused to work out for the Hawks.
I personally just don't like that, but I hear what you're saying. I understand.
My thing is this, I get people's argument with that. My thing is this. This is a life-changing decision that these dudes are about to embark on. I don't blame them for trying to put themselves in the most advantageous situation possible, in terms of what they think, what they believe. So I hear it, but I understand it too. Appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend. 301-230-0980 is the number. Andre is in Alexandria. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Dre?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How y'all doing? All right. I'm talking about – I'm a good evaluator of talent, and Ace Bailey does have talent, but I think he would be a cancer in a locker room, and he's not a good mix with the young crew we got in there now, and I think very talented.
Why is that? Where is that coming from?
It's coming from me watching him play and looking at his demeanor and body language and facial expression. That's where that's coming from. And I got somebody else I want better than him that everyone is sleeping on that y'all not going to agree with. But when you do some research and look at his videos, the guy I'm going to tell you about, you're going to say, oh, wow, okay, we got one here. I've been sleeping on him. And his name is Rocco, Rocco Szczęsny. Szczęsny. 7'3" Porzingis. That's very athletic. Got a quick pitch. Moving side to side, front to back. He can play from the 1 to the 5. And he can shoot everything on the court.
Andre, does he have a nickname? Does he have something else I could call him?
Yeah, the nickname is his first name. Rock. They call him Rock.
Rock, NBA draft.
R-O-C-C-O. And it will pop up the rest of it. Look at his highlights, because most people sleeping on him. They just going without saying and repeating what the talking heads say. And that's why a lot of gentlemen is getting fired. They don't know how to evaluate talent. This guy should be the first pick.
Wow.
When y'all watch him, y'all going to say, oh, damn, we got it. They slept on him.
Guarantee.
If I'm wrong, I'll take you to dinner. You can order what you want. On my dime. I'm wrong.
Roof Chris, baby.
I don't care. You're going to thank me later when you see Rocco.
All right. When you see Rocco. 098 is the number. Y'all remember that. Andre in Alexandria says if.
That's right. I was calling you when you was with the fat boy from New York. I told him you was my grandson and I was your father. And I was pronouncing your name wrong and he was giving you a hard time. Was it Tuna? What's his name, Tuna? Rooster. There you go. Yeah, Tuna Rooster. That's Max. His new name. Tuna Rooster.
Tuna's getting saved.
Max, clip that off, yo. What's his name? Tuna?
Tuna Rooster.
Andre,
Tuna Rooster.
Andre, have a good weekend. That's incredible. What the hell is going on here? He said, what's his name? Tuna?
He's not going to like that when he gets back.
Tuna?
Tuna's good.
Tuna. Oh, man. I can't believe it. When's the last time you've gotten an eye on that suitcase of his? That rolling bag that he carries.
It's been a couple days, that's for sure.
I got a bone to pick with him because I saw a golden arch in there, and I know I shouldn't be seeing that.
Two days in a row.
Last time I was in studio.
Oh boy.
And seeing him, that was 2 days in a row. Golden arch, quarter pounder with cheese.
He let that burger sit for like the entire show and then some.
His stomach was probably in knots.
Oh.
Tuna. It probably looked like tuna.
Ooh.
Final hour of power coming up right here on the Team 980. Josh Robbins of The Athletic going to join us, give us his thoughts on all the draft scuttlebutt surrounding the Washington Wizards. What are the plans of the D.C. family coming up next week in the NBA draft? We discuss it all next with Josh Robbins of The Athletic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.